Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We understand that the Bible says to be absent from this body is to be where? Present with the Lord. And Paul said, I'm going to show you a mystery. We're not all going to sleep, but we are all going to be changed. What are you talking about all? The living and those who are asleep, those who are dead. So there's two sets of people right here in this verse. We shall not all sleep. And by the way, I want you to notice, Paul put he himself in that category of we shall not all sleep. In other words, we're not all going to die. Paul was looking for the uppertaker. He was not looking for the undertaker. If I could put it in layman's terms, Paul was looking for the return of Christ in his day. That's why he said, we shall not all sleep. I believe that Jesus Christ could come at this very moment. Don't you? That's an imminent return. We're to always, and I cannot understand, I'm not going to get off this hobby horse and chase this thing down the road. I cannot understand Bible students and preachers and students and all who study the Word of God and don't come up with the thought that Jesus could come at any moment. They think we have to go through the tribulation or part of the tribulation or the trumps, and we're going to look at the trump, the last trump. Then we're going to have those trumpets in the Revelation. No. We're to be always looking for him to come. The Bible nowhere tells us to look for the Antichrist. Not one time. Again, I said I wasn't going to get off on my hobby horse, but it bothers me. Bible people, I know them. I had a fella when I was in Kenya. That was a long time ago. About 1997, 1998, I think, about 1998. Had a fella come from the States, and he came to teach in the Bible school over there in Kenya. Of course, I had nothing to do with it. He came over, and he taught those guys about the eschatology and about the coming of Christ, and he taught them, he taught them that the Lord would not come until the seventh trumpet. They're going through the tribulation, and I'm just sitting there. And this, I'm doing this. I didn't say a word because he was the guest speaker. But he did stay with us at the house. I'll never forget, while we lived in Cockermaker, he stayed at the house while he was there. And he knew my stance on the second coming, that the Lord could come at any moment. And we talked about it every time we'd come home from the, I wouldn't say nothing during class, but on the drive back from the class to the house, he would ask me questions. I wouldn't give him Bible answers. And I won't get in all because this is a long, long. He got so upset with me because I just give him Bible answers about the coming of Christ. He finally said this, and I'll never forget this. He slammed the car door on the passenger side when he said this. He said, well, I know who the two witnesses are. I will say this. When he left the house, and this is the only time Latrice has ever done this. You can tell her I said this. When she and the guy's dead in heaven today. He's saved, fella, in heaven today. He just had his eschatology all messed up. When he left the house and he drove away, or somebody, Ernie came and picked him up. She did this. The whole week, he was just, anyway. He's a Bible, he had a doctorate degree. Paul said, we shall not all sleep. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ and stuff. But we shall all be changed. I love that. All should be changed. It means to be transformed, to be made different. We would have a glorified body like Christ. I'm going to run out of time. But, you know, 1 John 3 talks about that. When he appears, we shall be like him. Amen. Now, what that is, I don't know. But I know it's much better than what you're looking at today. Amen and amen. You didn't have to say amen to that. But here's the time element. I love this. He doesn't finish that. For we all should be changed. Now, look at this. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, I've heard this for a long time, and I looked it up again just to verify. I've looked it up again. That word moment is that Greek word I want to say atomos, but you don't pronounce it atomos. Do you say atomos? Whatever. Atomos. I actually pushed my Greek for the guy to pronounce it. Atomos, so I could say it properly. Atomos. We get the word atom from it. They say that when they split the atom, again, it's way above my pay grade, but they measured the time at 1/1,000,000th of a second. Not 1 second. 1/1,000,000th of a second. Now, we can't even comprehend that kind of time. It's actually, in the Greek, it means it's indivisible. It cannot be measured, is what that means. In a moment. Faster than... we talk about the twinkling of... It's not even a blink of an eye. A twinkle of an eye, I looked that one up too. A twinkling of an eye, it says... 100 milliseconds. Some great guy said this. A commentator. You know what a commentator is? They're commentators. I don't know. It's beyond me. But it's 1/1,000,000,000th of a second or 1/1,000,000,000th of whatever it is. In this amount of time, in the twinkle of an eye, it's not a blink. We think of a blink. No. In the amount of time, light can travel in a twinkle of an eye, 46,600 miles in the twinkle of an eye. Enough to circle the earth almost two times. That's pretty fast. In a single moment of time, you won't be able to see it. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. Are our clothes going to be here? I don't know. You ever been asked that question? You've heard it before, you know, and you know what God's people are going to leave their clothes be on the sidewalk and they just, I don't know. Let me be honest. I don't care. I want to have new clothes, have a new body. But he talked about, I want to show you a mystery. This is what the mystery is. And wow, what a mystery it is that we're not all going to sleep. We're not all going to die, but we all shall be changed. How quick, Paul? In a moment. And in the twinkling of an eye. Faster than a speeding bullet. And then whatever, Superman, stronger than a locomotive, whatever that said. You can't even see it. And then, I got to move on. I wanted to finish this chapter. You get the time period. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now when? At the last trump. Now God ordains this last trump. Matter of fact, time won't, I have it marked, but in Matthew, I was going to read it, but I'm getting time won't allow it. Talks about in Matthew chapter number 24, verses 30. Well, I'll read it real quick. Matthew 20. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. When this time takes place, God knows. And God said, it's time to go get my children. And the trump of God sounds. I want you to notice again, time won't allow me to get in that. But notice it's not the angelic trumpets. That's where these guys with the last trumps who believe that the trumpet's going to blow on the seventh trumpet, which is the last trumpet in their mind, that's when we're going to be taken out of the church. No, those are angelic trumpets. This is the trump of God. See the difference? I see some of y'all nodding your head and some of y'all looking at me like, what is he talking about? Well, again, in the book of Revelation, chapter number 7, it talks about the seven trumpets. And those angels are blowing those trumpets because of the things that are falling upon the earth. This is an angelic. Let me read you. Show it to you. Talks about the trump of God. Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 has something to say about that. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Verse number 13. Again, speaking of resurrection, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning which were asleep, the dead believers, that you saw not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them which sleep in Jesus, those believers who are with the Lord, will God bring with him.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.